Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi friends, this week I'm going to teach you how to survive the holidays. I'm in a grumpy ass mood, call me the Grinch if you will, I don't care. Not having a good time, not having a good day. And I think this is the perfect time to talk about how to survive the holidays and like December as a whole. Because you got a couple of holidays, whatever you celebrate is your thing. I'm not going to name names. Whatever you celebrate, celebrate it. Then you got New Year's right after it. And this month, everybody acts like this time of year is the best time of the year. It's the worst for a lot of people. And I'm going to break down a lot of things that are going to make you feel a little bit more sane about it because it sucks. I hate this time of year. Everybody acts like it's so happy and it's so fun. Everything's going to be great. It's awful. The energy is just off. Everything's weird. Everybody's weird. And I want to break a couple things down you need to be aware of. Kind of prepare you mentally for it, and we're gonna suffer together through this month and then get back on track in January, okay? So the way I like to put it in my head, this time of year, to keep myself kinda sane and like not fall too far off track, is reminding myself everything you've been doing, the way you've been living your life, changes in December. It's like playing Mario Kart, and you're used to driving on this track, and for 11 months out of the year, you drive this same track. In December, your map changes. Like you're playing Call of Duty, you got a new location, you're playing Mario Kart, it's a new map. Like you have to get adjusted to this new map, because if you do not, if you just try and go about December like you do the rest of the year and think you're going to be the same level of productive and happy and energized and all this and that, babe, you're gonna come in last place, you're not gonna make it. When you don't kind of prepare yourself mentally, everything just feels worse. So that's the way I kind of like to look at it, is for the month of December, we're changing our map. Like, the map changed. Like, everything we're doing, the way everything feels is different. You got a new map to play on. So, adjusting to this new map for this month is important. And first thing I want to say about what this new map is like is everything seems harder. And it's because it is. Every single thing seems harder. Now, I want to go into why. So, everything seems harder just because the energy's off. And what contributes to that is everyone being so stressed out. Every single person is stressed. There's this immense pressure on everyone right now. Like going to work feels weird. The time of day feels weird. Like everybody's ready to go to sleep by 5 p.m. because of this damn time change. Like it's just off, it's weird. It's getting cold. Like for a lot of places, it's already been cold for a minute, but like now it's like bone chilling cold. And in LA, it's like, I'm freezing my ass. Like I'm freezing sitting here making this. Everybody's in a place right now where they're trying to juggle their plans of like, how they're going to take off work or what they're going to do with their time off from school, which family they're going to go see. There's so many different things you're trying to take into consideration with planning travel and planning like who you're going to see at what time, because a lot of people have broken families and you have to go to one side for one part and one side to the other. And it takes away from the day of excitement, and it's like you're just stressed trying to like, it turns into a to-do list of like making sure everybody else is happy. So there's a lot of stress around the holidays from like the planning it aspect and figure out where you're going, who you're gonna go see, and like when you're gonna see them. Everybody has to spend money right now, and most people are annoyed about it. Everybody's pissed off they gotta go spend money on people, and a lot of people don't like to be with their families. And to add on the fact of like, oh, I gotta go buy you gifts, I gotta go like come out of pocket for this, a lot of people are irritated and a lot of people are financially stressed bad. And I don't care who you are, everybody is stressed around the holidays for money, because also taxes are coming in at the beginning of the year. So everybody is fucked. But with that, all these different things stressing every single person out. This is why when you have conversations with people or you're working or your interactions with people just seem off. Like everybody is so stressed out. Everybody's so preoccupied. Everybody's so tired and drained and trying to think of so many things. And this is when a lot of relationship issues come up. So like, that's one thing. If you're in a relationship, prepare for issues to arise, because everybody is so short fused, because everybody, like I said, is so distracted and taking up all their attention with so many other things. Everybody's stressed. Everybody's emotional. A lot of people are sad this time of year because it's their first holiday or it's another holiday without one of their loved ones. And that's a lot. And that's heartbreaking. And it's very fucking sad. When you take all this and you're trying to like function normally and then have a relationship, there's gonna be issues popping up everywhere because everyone is so much more short fused. Like everyone is a lot more emotional, whether they realize it or not. Even the people who aren't like aware and awake are stressed too. They just don't know why, but like everything seems tense, off, weird. And I wanna validate that because I know I'm not the only one feeling it. Everybody feels it. No one can put words to it. And that's what I'm good at. So this is part of it contributing to all this. So now that you have a better understanding of like why we all feel so weird, trying to do everything you've been doing, like I said, is gonna feel harder because it is. You now have all this emotional weight and chaos and turmoil going on in your head and your heart, and you're trying to focus and like continue on the path you were on. Babe, new map. Because going to the gym is gonna feel harder. Going to work is gonna feel harder during this time right now. And everything feels so hard because while you're trying to deal with all these emotions and everything feeling weird and off, it feels harder to go to the gym. It feels harder to go to work. It feels harder to hang out with people. So when you do consistently try and keep up with your routine and your schedule that you've been doing, it's gonna take nothing but willpower. You're going to be exhausting yourself and exhausting your discipline, and that makes you mentally tired. So when you do that, you're probably not gonna be as consistent in the gym. You're probably not gonna be hanging out with your friends as much. Work is gonna feel like hell, 10 times worse. Everything's just gonna take so much more strength during this month. And that's why I say, you have to ask yourself, how realistic is it for you to continue forward on this new map and live like you're still playing on the old map on Mario Kart? You're gonna have to change your routine and your schedule and see how realistic it is to expect yourself to live up to your expectations and also juggle everything that comes with December. I'm gonna go ahead and warn you, your whole routine's gonna have to change because you don't have as much time. You do not have as much free time, and the time that you had arranged for like the way you were living your life is now gonna have to be spent on other things. You gotta shop, you gotta plan, you gotta travel, you gotta deal with and see certain people. Like there's so much time you do not have that you had before, so your routine's gonna have to change. Because on top of that, you got all the emotions to deal with too. It's a literal shit show, and I just wanna make this episode, and I wanna keep ranting about this and explaining this because it's very isolating. It feels very lonely. It's like you feel like you're the only one going insane. No, we're all losing it, babe. So my biggest advice before you stress out about trying to make a new routine and do all that, the way I approach this month is more living day to day and what can I do with this hour, and like living hour to hour whenever I get too stressed out or too overwhelmed, because you're going to be tired, you're going to be exhausted, like I said. So if you go into your first task of the day or your first meeting or whatever it is you have to do first during the day, and you know you have 12 more things on your to-do list, that's going to stress you out, bum you out, and make you feel even more tired, and you're not going to want to do it, and you're most likely not going to get to everything. So just look at the thing in front of you, zoom in, focus on the hour at hand to get yourself through the day. Some days it's going to be easier, some days it's going to be harder, but that's the way I've found. Instead of trying to follow like a rigid set routine, I'll live hour to hour and day to day. And like, if I have to work out less and go to the gym less, then I will. Like, something is still better than nothing, but I can't expect myself to be on this rigid schedule when everything in life is kind of like up in the air. This is a month of like inconsistency and like random shit just popping up. Like random events, parties, anything you could think of is just very sporadic and random. And trying to be like rigid with your routine while all these random things keep popping up, it's gonna make you feel more insane. So I'd say do what you can, and when I say live day to day, I mean this is a time where you can follow your energy level. You can let your energy level guide you for what you're gonna do. So like today, do you feel like you can work out? Do you feel like you can go shopping? Do you feel like you can go to work and that's it? Like, what are the things that you think you can do during the day and do them? Like, there are non-negotiables, like I said, but get less rigid just for this month on everything else having to be perfect and scheduled, and like everything has to be done like it normally is. Like I said, new map, new routine. And the whole point is like your routine now is just the non-negotiables of like what you have to do to just get done to survive. Leave what you have energy for after that. Like if you can go to the gym, go. Something's better than nothing. And that's my biggest thing on that. But like, can you go shopping one day? Like If you feel up to it one day, go shopping. Don't try and like plan it out too hard. Don't try and plan when you're gonna do what. Like, let your energy guide you. Cause like, if you wake up one day and you have a little energy, but you're like, no, I'm supposed to go do these and these things, but you're like, actually, I wanna go shopping. Go shopping. Go do the thing when you have the energy for it. When that little inspiration pops up, go spend it on the thing that you're like, okay, I can do that. Or I can go to the gym today. Get up and go that day. And keep going. Like, when you have the inspiration and you have like the motivation to do it, go for the thing that you feel like you have energy for and get that done. Because 2 days later, when you actually have it scheduled, you might not have the energy and it's gonna feel like hell. So that's what I'm saying. You have to let your emotions and your energy level guide you a little bit. I'm not saying slack off with discipline. I'm just saying give yourself a little grace and relax this month. Like, let off the gas a little. It's a new map. You got a whole new routine that you gotta like adjust to. And there's a whole new way you're gonna have to navigate this month. Everything feels weird. You got all these emotions to deal with. Just give yourself a little grace and be prepared to fight with everybody. Because relationship issues gonna come up, girl. And I'm not just saying like people you're dating, like friends, you might bicker a little bit, you might have some issues with your family. Like, this just kind of like flares up everything. Cause like I said, everyone's extra sensitive. So just give yourself grace this month and take it a little easy. Try and stay sane. And just remember me saying, new map. You got to adjust to it. And something people ask me a lot about with the holidays is eating and like how to stay on track with eating. Relax. Like, eat a little. Don't take it overboard. Enjoy yourself. Get a little comfort food. It's hoodie season. You can wear your little hoodie. I'm extra like skinny right now because I had a shoot 2 days ago that I had to like a photo shoot that I had to look skinny for. Like, I dehydrated myself and like ate like a rabbit for 2 days so I could like look good for the photos. Now I'm eating again. But if you don't have anything work related that you have to like look good for, that's not typical for people. Like, a lot of people don't deal with like, oh, I have a photo shoot. I'm such an asshole. But if you don't have anything you have to look good for, chill out. Like, just enjoy yourself for the month. And when January comes, you're going to get back on track. The map's going to change back to what you're used to. You're going to have all your free time again. You're going to have mental clarity and emotional stability and be able to hop back on track, like, and get everything going good again. So if you eat a little extra this month, okay, so be it. Like, if you got to comfort eat and get yourself through the holidays, do it. If you got to drink a little to deal with your family, I ain't mad at you. Like, I'm probably going to. I really don't not like my family. I have fun with my family. But it's just fun to drink. So, like, it's fun to drink with your family. But, like, a lot of people drink to deal with their family. So, if you're going to do it, do it. If you have an addiction and you have, like, an actual problem, I'm not condoning you, like, oh, just fuck it. Just go do it. That's not who I'm talking to. That's not what I'm talking about. You stay sober. You got this. But for everybody else who, like, drinks to deal with their family, just so be it. Be careful. Don't drink too much. Keep it cute. And stop stressing so damn hard. Like, this honestly, like, is an episode I'm talking to myself. I'm like, stop stressing so damn hard. You're gonna be okay. It's just gonna be a month from hell. And another thing I want to talk about why it feels like hell is the whole spending money thing. Don't stress out too hard about spending money on gifts and travel and all these things for people. This is gonna send you into a frenzy. A lot of people's biggest stress is their financial life. So if you don't really have the extra money to be spending right now, don't feel like you have to go like overboard and do so much for everybody. Do what you can. Spend the money you have that you're comfortable spending. Spend it, get it over with, go on your trips or go on your travel, do what you need to do. And just understand this period of like financial stress is not forever. Like, this is just for this month. Next month, you're fine. You're back to normal. You're gonna be able to save again. You can cut back on some stuff, rebound from this month, whatever you wanna do. But like, a lot of people get trapped in the stress, like financially, of seeing all this money go out. It's just this time of year. It's gonna happen. Don't spend nothing crazy. Spend what you're comfortable with. But like, the money that you're comfortable with spending and you're like, okay, I can afford that, just let the money go. Just spend it. Enjoy the process of like buying the gifts, even if you don't like the person you buy it for. Just try and like enjoy it. Like, okay, this money is like not real money because like you're okay with losing it. So just go spend it. Go buy what you need to buy. Be thoughtful. Be creative if you can't spend a lot of money. And just understand that this financial stress is not gonna be here forever. Like, it's heightened like hell during the holidays, but it's not forever. It's just for now. So that's one thing I really wanted to point out because, oh, I be stressing. Ooh, I be stressing. Like, I know I make good money now, but like, I'm still stressed because like, the gifts people expect from you once you hit a certain level, they go up with your income. So it's like, damn. And I don't buy things for people out of obligation. Like, oh, I have to spend this much because I make this much. Like, I do it because I want to. But there's still a little stress behind. You know, the price went up on some stuff I gotta get. I'm just like, ah. Okay, the next little thing I want to talk about with holidays being weird is that weird timing when the holidays, like, happen. Like, that day when you're all together and shit just feels weird. Like, you're all waiting for dinner, or you're all waiting for lunch, or you're all waiting for, like, gifts. Or, like, that in-between period where you're just, like, around everybody and you all of a sudden have all this free time. You're anticipating this thing where we're all together, but it's, like, the most weird, nasty feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but you all know what I'm talking about. It's like where you're like, what do I do? Do I like go sit in my room and watch a YouTube video? Do I go sit in the bathroom and pretend I'm taking a shit so I can get away from everybody? What do I do? Like this weird waiting period. It's very uncomfortable and it's weird. And especially for people who are like busy a lot. Like when you have all this, all of a sudden like free time open up, but you cannot do what you usually do because you're trapped for this holiday. It's uncomfortable. Like all of a sudden there's this free time, but you're not able to go do what you normally do because you're with your family or you're with certain people or you're in a certain circumstance. You're not able to go fill your time with what you know to fill it with. So you just got to sit there like an ass. It's just like, it's very uncomfy. And I just wanted to bring that up because that is a weird one to deal with. So like, I'll like watch a YouTube video. I'll go like talk to like a cousin or like one of the family members I like and just like key. Or like I'll get on TikTok or like just do something. But it's the weirdest feeling and we all feel it and nobody talks about it. That's why I wanted to bring this up. It's the weirdest sensation. Like just sitting around waiting. I don't like it. But when this time period hits and you start thinking and getting stressed, like, oh my God, I should be doing this, this, and this. Or like, I finally have free time. I can go work on this, this, and this. Don't stress too much about trying to fit work into this. Just enjoy the damn holiday. Enjoy the time off. Stop stressing about what you're not doing or what you could, should be doing. Just go to the holiday, spend it with your family, spend the time, leave business aside. No one's really doing shit when the holidays are here. And that's one thing that's also annoying. Like going anywhere, shopping, oh my God. Everybody's like the chicken with their head cut off. Like they're running around like they're maniacs and they're an ass to deal with. It's like Karens are like summoned this time of year. And everybody, like I said, is so stressed out, they'd be acting out of character. And a lot of people are like driving nuts. They're weird as hell when they're shopping or like going places, doing things, rude as hell to customer service, like going out to eat. People are mad weird and like everybody's on edge. So like that kind of went on a little tangent, but like prepare yourself mentally when you're going out in the world. Everybody is acting like it's a full moon. Everybody's acting like our water's being pulled in all these directions and everybody just acts weird. Like everybody's kind of like strange. But my point with bringing up nobody's really working or like things aren't usually open and going right around holidays is if you're going to try and force yourself to work, no one's going to be at the other end of the email. No one's going to be at the other end of what you need to do. So just let it go for a minute. Or you can be the one that's not there and everybody else can take a break. Like if you have to work, work. But what I mean is like if you're the type where, oh, I can go get this done. I have some free time. Don't even worry about it. Like just be in the moment. Enjoy the damn time with your family because January 1st, everything is going to kick back on. You have to go back to work and handle everything. So just enjoy the time off while you got it. And I'm kind of like talking to your mind to kind of like give it peace because this is how I handle things and it makes me feel a lot better. But just remember me saying this when you're in that weird little waiting period between days. Like sometimes this lasts for days. It's like 2 days before I'm going to see everybody and go see my family and like have this little event. I don't know what to do with myself. Nothing's open. Everything feels weird. Can't work. Like you're just kind of like, it's just the numb, weird, like icky feeling. It's like you feel like you're just in a fog. So expect it. Know it's coming. And I hope it doesn't come. But like when it does come, just prepare for it and know it's just part of it. And you're going to get through it. You're going to be fine. And for everybody who's going through their first holiday without a loved one, it's gonna be hard as hell. It's gonna suck. But I want you to lean on people who are in the same boat. Lean on the people who are in your life. It's okay to be sad about it. It's okay to miss people. Lean on other people who are missing family members. There's plenty of ways to like, you know somebody who has lost a family member and is having to go through the holiday too. Go be with them. Go hang out with them. Reach out to them. Do something with people that you can relate to and connect to especially at this time. Because if you're friends with someone and they have like their whole family is together and it's like a perfect unit, and they invite you to come over and you've just lost someone close to you and your family feels destroyed, to go in and see that, you're going to feel so isolated and disconnected from that. A lot of people would like to go like experience that, but don't feel bad if you don't want to. If you don't feel up to it, don't do that. Like, don't go be around people who don't understand the pain that you're in. Like, if you want to go find someone who's also lost a family member and go spend time with them, that makes full sense because they're going to get it and you're going to feel understood and you're going to feel like close to someone for a second and you're going to feel like you're suffering together through this holiday. And I say suffering because that's what it feels like. You're in a lot of pain. So you wanting to not feel like you're suffering alone is totally fine. Go find someone to just get through these goddamn couple of days with. Like, just do it for yourself. Don't feel bad about it. And don't feel bad for telling other people like you don't want to go to their thing. Like, do what you want to do, because this is going to be hard. Now, the last thing I want to say is try... Ooh, y'all going to get mad when I say this. Especially to people who don't like their family. Try to enjoy the holidays. Just any aspect about what you're going to do with your family or whoever you're going to be with. If you're dreading it, just try to enjoy it. Like, any aspect of it you can think of that you enjoy, like getting to travel or getting to eat good or getting to finally be around people or catch up with old friends or whatever it is. Any aspect you can appreciate about the togetherness, even if you don't like everybody, try to appreciate it, because things are not going to be like this forever. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to lose. You never know what life has in store or whose is coming to an end. And next year, when you go and it's different, you'll look back and wish you just enjoyed it a little bit. So, like, I know it's easy to get caught up in the negativity and the being annoyed with everybody, but now that you understand we're all feeling this way and we're all kind of in this boat, just look for any aspect about the togetherness that you can find that you appreciate about being with your family or friends or whoever you're with for the holiday, and just enjoy it, because things are not going to be like this forever. And that's something I wish I would have done a long time ago, was appreciate every holiday just for where I was and who I was with at the time. Because I'm in a period right now where every year it's different and every year it's hard. This is just a really hard time for a lot of people. And I just want all of you to know that you're not alone in it. Like, some people love the holidays and don't give a flying shit. But for the people who the holidays are painful for, you're not alone in it. And the heartbreak every year that comes from it, I'm right here with you, and we're both dealing with it together. But these were the things that I kind of like tell myself to get myself through all this. So I hope this helped, and I hope this made you feel a little bit better, or made you at least feel not so alone. But also, if you want a gift idea for yourself or for somebody else, get them a ticket to my tour. There's still some tickets left. The link is in the description. I'll also put the link to all my social media in the description, everything you need from me, my app. That'll help you get some notifications, some positive things coming at you throughout this little time. Download that, Positive Focus. But if you enjoyed this video and you're watching it on YouTube, leave it a thumbs up. If you're listening to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave me a 5 stars rating for 5 goddamn headaches we're going to have this holiday season. But that's all I got for this week. Everybody, stay safe. Actually, stay strong. Take care of yourself. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.